It doesn't stop with the coach. We're going to need others around us to support this process. Talk to me about the Wealth team.
That's right, John. It's imperative that we have a team around us. In our office, we say that the three most expensive words in the English language are do it yourself. So it's one thing to have a coach, and that's the first step, that mentor and then that coach. Now let's build the team, and the coach can help us build the team. But for example, let's look at one of my favorite basketball players, Steve Nash, on the Phoenix Suns. Well, he loves the team concept. He is the assist leader in the league. He loves giving the ball to other members of the team so that the team can be successful. That's what he's after. We have to find the right position. So do we want a Steve Nash on our team? Well, we also have to have, keeping the Phoenix Suns in mind, an Amari Stoudemire or a Sean Marion or a Raja Bell on our team, because we need these different positions. In an investment plan, it might be something, let's say we want to invest in real estate. Well, who do we need on our team? Well, we need somebody to help us find the real estate, because we're not the experts of that. We need somebody to help us finance the real estate. We might need a title company to make sure that the real estate gets transferred properly. We're going to need an insurance agent to make sure that it's protected properly. And there might be contractors who need to fix up the property or even develop the property. There might be people who need to advise us on even the different regulations that go with the property.
And of course, the tax aspect, which you mentioned before.
Well, and of course, the tax aspects. You know, you have to have somebody advise you on that. You'll have to have an attorney to advise you on the legal aspects. So there's this team that you're building in order to, again, you're leveraging their expertise, you're leveraging what they do. It's okay that you're paying them to do that. They're going to make you a lot more money than if you did it yourself.
Now, as we're setting out on the road to create and implement a wealth strategy, we're thinking about a team. Do we sort of assemble this team kind of as and when needed, or are we proactive about this? Do we begin looking for the team, as it were, before we're out there in the field and in action?
It's critical that we begin building that team right from the beginning. In fact, we need to build the team conceptually before we build it actually.
Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, we need to know what positions we want on the team before we fill those positions.
Where the gaps are.
Right. I mentioned real estate as an example. We know we need somebody to find the real estate. Okay, let's set up all these different positions. Somebody that finds it, somebody that finances, somebody that insures it. We get these positions laid out there, then we can go start interviewing and finding the right people to fill those positions.
And you would do this on paper? You would actually map it out?
Absolutely. We need to write this out. We want their contact information. We want to be going out and forming this entire team as early on in the process as we can, because that's, again, we're getting to how fast can we do this. We want to accelerate the process, and we do that with a team.
And when we go out to look for them, do we take sort of the first one to show up in each category? I mean, how do we actually recruit those team members?
Again, this is where a coach can be very helpful to you. Your coach might know team members right off the bat, but at a minimum can help you interview those team members. So it's a matter of going out and finding a variety of team members, whether best from referral, from people who have been successful with their team members. But one way or another, we find these people and we interview them, just like we interviewed the coach. And just like the coach, we want somebody who's playing our game. We want somebody who's been successful in our game and who asks us the right questions, because we don't want to have, for example, a real estate agent who really loves commercial real estate and that's what they do. We don't want them on our team if we want multifamily housing. That's not a good match. We want to make sure that we're getting the right match.